Look, what if the word decentralized on your pitch deck is actually your biggest compliance liability right now? Because vague labels aren't just bad marketing. They're the kind of thing that gets regulators knocking on your door. And it's happening more than you think. Context this week. Three separate news stories. From the photography industry, global oil markets, and a federal funding lawsuit. All point to the exact same governance warning for blockchain builders and network marketers. The FTC and SEC are actively scrutinizing marketing language in crypto and affiliate spaces right now. If your product descriptions use words like decentralized, passive income, or AI-powered without meeting the technical bar those terms imply, you're not just overpromising. You're creating regulatory exposure today. 3KEY insights first. Vague labels are a compliance risk, not just a branding problem. Amateur photographer recently dismantled the overused hybrid camera label, tracing it back 15 years to when it actually had technical meaning. Today, it means nothing. Blockchain and network marketing have the same disease. Terms like decentralized and passive income get slapped on products that don't deliver. Precision in language is now a governance imperative, not optional. Second, direct relationships are replacing middlemen. And that's your blueprint. Yahoo Finance reported this week that global refiners are bypassing massive commodity traders like Trafigura to buy Venezuelan crude directly from PDVSA. Why? Direct contracts reduce cost, increase transparency, and eliminate counterparty risk. That's the entire governance thesis behind blockchain. Smart contracts and on-chain settlement aren't disruption for disruption's sake. They're risk management strategies your SaaS or affiliate platform needs right now. Third, read every donor and funding agreement like a lawyer would. Over 24 U.S. states sued the federal government after FEMA attached unrelated policy conditions to disaster relief funding. For nonprofits like BW Group Foundation, which is funding clean water borehole projects in Ghana, this is a real operational warning. Conditional funding can coerce mission drift. Audit your donor agreements before you sign, not after. THE takeaway, here's your one action today. Pull up your product descriptions, pitch decks, or funding agreements, whichever applies to you, and ask, can I prove every claim I'm making? At BW Group Ventures and Blockchain Wealth Academy, we call it the standard of proof over the standard of hype. That discipline is what makes financial freedom real for communities, not just a landing page promise. CTA read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz, and if you want AI, generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.